Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we've placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. And helping families and birth parents grow through the adoption process is important to us. We have offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast, so we appreciate you listening in today, and we hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. This is the month of November, and as is customary in adoption, we celebrate this month, and particularly with Adoption Focus podcast, we are focusing this month on the selfless, brave women who we call birth mothers. And we are speaking each Tuesday of this month with a woman who made the very difficult but loving decision to place her child for adoption. We're continuing that today in a discussion with Amber. And Amber, I believe you are on the line.
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking time out of, I know what is a busy schedule, to be with us.
Thank you.
And I mentioned that we are talking about topics of interest to women such as yourself and discussing, you know, specifics of adoption and how you came to make that decision. Today's show is entitled, Is Adoption an Option for Me? And I know, Amber, that's a question that you really never imagined you'd be facing.
No.
And you were in a position to do so. So I would want to go ahead and see if you could get us started today by sharing a little bit about yourself and the situation and circumstances that you were facing earlier just this year.
Okay, well, when I got pregnant last October, I have three children. At the time, they were 3, 8, and 10. I'm 34. I was planning on going back to college to finish my degree when my three-year-old would be entering preschool the following fall. I was pretty excited about that. And when I got pregnant, it was unplanned. I was not with the birth father. Was struggling financially with the three children, have been for a long time. When I got pregnant, I had this feeling like, I can't do this. With the three previous children, they weren't planned either, and I always started each pregnancy with that, I can't do this feeling, and it, that progressed to, okay, I can do this, it's going to be hard, but I can do it. And with this fourth one, that I can do this feeling, I kept waiting for it, and it never came. I think when I waited a long time. I think when I called you, I was probably about 28 weeks. It was the end of April, beginning of May.
Mm-hmm. What did you know about adoption, Amber, at the time that you decided to make the phone call?
Other than what, the little bit I had Googled, nothing. Basically, I'd never known anybody who had been through the process at all. I know a couple of people here and there that, are adopted. But other than that, I kind of thought you just, gave your child away and that was it. I didn't know anything about the types of adoption or anything like that.
How were you feeling when you first reached out to the agency?
desperate, I guess you would say. You know, I was pretty depressed and sad that it had come to that, that this is what I had to do. But I knew I had to because, well, we live in this little two-bedroom apartment, and there literally would, like, be no room for a baby, you know. There's hardly room for us. So, you know, I was pretty,
it was a tough
pretty
time.
Sad.
Yeah, that was a tough time. And for the sake of our listeners, and I was fortunate enough to be the agency caseworker that helped you through your decision to plan adoption and making that plan. And I met with you for the very first time back earlier this year. And can we talk a little bit about what it was like meeting with someone from an adoption agency for the first time, and what sort of questions you had?
I was pretty nervous. I wanted to know how it worked, you know, and you informed me that there are three kinds of adoptions, one of them being open, where you get pictures and letters and you can actually make contact with your child a couple times a year. You told me about the process of picking the family. You know, I would get to choose where my child would be going. That, after I met with you that first time, you know, a lot of my anxiety answered a lot of questions. So I felt a little bit better after meeting with you the first time.
And, you know, this concept of choosing the family and having direct contact with an adoptive family, is that what you expected, or was that surprising?
That was surprising. And in the beginning, you know, I kind of thought it would be awkward to have contact with the family before. I guess I couldn't see how we would have anything in common, like with me being in my situation and them being in their situation. I kind of thought, you know, it might be kind of an awkward relationship. I kind of had it in my head, like, okay, maybe I'll meet them once, you know, and that'll be that, and, you know, we'll go on with our lives. I didn't really think it was possible to have any kind of, like, close relationship with them.
And this is a bit of a spoiler alert for those that are listening. All of those things that you thought didn't come to be, this relationship with the family, and it wasn't at all awkward. But I want to just table that for a minute because I do want us to come back, Amber, and talk about that. But first, I wanted to kind of continue to build the timeline. As you move forward beyond that initial meeting with, you know, myself as the agency caseworker, and you began putting an adoption plan in place, you then got to the point of selecting an adoptive family. Tell us a little bit about that, what it was that you were looking for and what that process was like for you.
I think when you came, I had went through the profiles that I had found on your website.
Website.
Yeah. I was kind of looking for people like me that, you know, are my age, you know, had the same interests, like to, you know, be outside and were educated, middle income. I was just kind of looking for people like me, like she would be raised kind of how I would raise her, you know.
Right, someone who shared similar values and that you could visualize being her parents, someone you could relate to.
Right, yeah.
And what about the issue or the fear of judgment? Was that something that you worried about with the adoptive parents, them judging you?
Oh yeah, for sure. Being poor single mom, you do get judged a lot all the time, you know. So that was definitely a fear, and it was, you know, it was one of the reasons why I didn't think it was possible to, you know, build a relationship with them. You know, it's hard for people who haven't been in my position to, you know, see where I'm coming from, you know. So, yes, I definitely was afraid of the judgment.
Okay. And you then made that decision. You looked through profiles and you, you know, took some time to do that and picked who you decided would be the parents to your child. And you then met them. I was there. Yay, me. And obviously meeting the adoptive parents is both exciting and nerve-wracking and a whole lot of other emotions all rolled into one. Tell us about that, Amber.
Okay, well, we met at the Olive Garden, which is one of my favorite places to eat, and I brought my daughter, my four-year-old Olivia, and she, you know, she's kind of wild and happy, so she kind of, you know, diffused the situation when it, you know, something else to pay attention to when it got awkward, and I was nervous. I could tell they were very nervous, and you know, but when I met them, I just knew, you know, I knew that they were the ones. I could tell that they weren't judging me. They were, I obviously picked them. So, I thought they would be nice people, but it blew my mind how great they really were, you know? And, after that initial meeting, that's kind of when like the big weight lifted off my shoulders. You know, okay. I knew it would be okay.
So how did you feel about the ability to trust them, and how did you feel about those issues of judgment that we were talking about a little bit ago?
I could tell right away that they just weren't judgmental, that they were like beyond grateful that I picked them, you know. I got the feeling that, you know, not only like were they not judging me, they thought I was a really good person, you know. So it kind of went, you know, against everything that I had thought, you know, which made it a lot easier, you know, to trust them, because they wanted this child so bad, you know, they wanted her as much as I did, you know?
Right.
And
that was important,
you know, at that point,
to you.
Right. You know, and it was at that point that I knew that they would, you know, treat her, you know, like she was theirs, you know?
Did you feel, Amber, that the adoptive parents that you selected were as interested in you as they were in your child?
Yes, definitely. They were, as time went on, I met with them after that initial meeting, and they were definitely interested in me and my family, and the three children that I have. My three children eventually met them, and, you know, and they loved them too. I think at one point, like each of them got, you know, we'd be arguing, they wanted to go live with the adopted parents too, you know? So they were right on board. They had the same feelings about them that I did. They trusted them too. You know, eased their fears too after meeting them.
Awesome. And so you went on to establish an open relationship with these adoptive parents, Justin and Sarah. And what has it been like for you to have this type of open relationship with a couple that's now raising your daughter?
It's been great. I chose them. I didn't know where. I knew they lived in Michigan. I didn't know where. Well, it just so happened that they live a couple miles from me. that made it real easy to, you know, we started meeting once a month at Dell Gardens and walking, and it turned into our relationship grew from there, and now it just feels like I they're my family too.
Absolutely.
I gained them. Mm-hmm. And the kids love them, and that's great.
Because you guys aren't just, this isn't just here's a letter or here's a picture or
right.
a quick text. I mean, you really have embraced, and so have they, what open adoption is about. You attended your daughter's baptism at the Church of the
yep.
Adoptive Parents, and your family has met them as well, your mother and your grandmother. And
yep.
so this is truly a family affair. What does that mean to you, Amber? And what would you say openness in general has meant to you, coming from a place where you didn't really know what that word even meant?
Right. It's meant a lot. I think it's helped make this the whole adoption plan and everything after it a lot easier than what I thought it would be, because now, I talk to them almost daily. They send me, pictures of, like her, a video of her rolling over the first time. It's more than, what I thought, like, oh, yep, they'll send me pictures every 6 months and I can see, we talk to each other because we want to, And, I met their family at the baptism. I can text them and say, hey, I missed you guys. When are we going to meet? And they can do the same thing. And, so it's made everything a lot easier than what I had ever envisioned.
Sure. Openness is a very relationship driven thing. And when someone considers adoption as an option at the beginning of the pregnancy, and we sit and talk about openness, that's really something that's hard. And you maybe can speak to this better than me, Amber, to wrap your mind around having a conversation about something that really is based on trust and relationship, and to be able to say, this is how this is going to play out for you, or you're going to have this relationship and you're going to be texting them and going to baptisms. Those things kind of happen in a natural way, don't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. In my pregnancy, we met, at different places at least once a month, and or at least once a week we did in the end. And they went to appointments with me, and they actually ended up, when my water finally broke, they were the first people I called. I think they beat me to the hospital by a few minutes. And they were both actually in the room when she was born. So, they've seen me at my worst, and they still love me. it was just a really, really good experience. I would hope that everybody's adoption plan could go like that, I don't know if I've just been like extremely blessed or what, but.
Well, there's no doubt that you have been blessed beyond measure, and you have also, Amber, provided to this family a child, and that you have helped bless them beyond measure too. But, when we talk about openness and women considering adoption as an option, these things are available. There are many families who, just like Justin and Sarah, want to develop a relationship with a birth mother. They want to have ongoing contact because that is what's believed to be in the best interest of the child. Does that mean
right.
that every adoption is fully open? It certainly doesn't. Birth mothers come from different places and have different needs and wishes in regards to that. So, even in the beginning, Amber, I think you were saying that you weren't sure. Maybe just
right.
a picture and a letter will be enough. You weren't even sure where you fell with that concept of openness. And it's okay for you and other women not to know in the beginning, I don't know how
right.
I feel about this or what this is going to look
right.
like.
Right. It's really hard to picture that, that relationship growing into that, like you, you know, when you're making this plan in the beginning, you don't know these people, you know. So it's really hard to imagine that, you know, you're going to have this great relationship. But I think that, you know, if that's what you really want, it's definitely possible to have that.
So thank you for that. We are approaching the end of the show soon, but I wanted to say that there is a great deal of discussion that takes place about the impact of adoption on birth parents. And I'm wondering if you can personalize that a bit for us. How has placing your daughter for adoption impacted you, Amber?
Well, like I said in the beginning, it was a hard decision. It was depressing. But, you know, as time went on and my relationship with Sarah and Justin grew, my trust grew, and, you know, I was prepared after I had, or even though we did have a really good relationship, I was prepared for grief, you know, I thought I would feel like I just, you know, lost something. Mm-hmm. But I guess that feeling never really came for me. My first day in the hospital, you know, was a little hard, but once I got home back with my kids, they don't give me a lot of time to, you know, to do anything. So that helped. But I definitely don't feel like I lost something. I feel like I gained Sarah and Dustin, and, you know, I feel like Claire is theirs, and this is what, you know, this is definitely what was meant to be. You know, I mean, that's probably not like that for everybody, but that's, you know, how I felt. I didn't lose, I gained. And it's just a really good feeling to be able to do that for somebody. You know, they wanted a child like so badly, and I could give that to them. And that's a really, really good feeling, you know, and they are so thankful and grateful, and they love me and my kids and my family, and, you know, I gained a lot more, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And
sure.
Claire's still there. She didn't go anywhere. You know, I can see her whenever I want, and, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. There. And that's a really important point, I think, that you make, that this unplanned situation that in the beginning, you know, you said you felt very desperate and very sad and unsure, and that you took what was a tough situation and you turned it into something that is very positive. And I appreciate you opening up about this today, Amber. I know these are pretty personal questions too, but for those of you that are listening, Amber has shared a picture of herself with her new baby, Claire, that was shortly after delivery. The adoptive parents were at the hospital at that time, as she mentioned. And I believe, Amber, it was either Justin or Sarah one that took the picture that you've shared with us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, it is. It's a very special picture. And we will be posting that on the agency's Facebook page with a link to today's podcast for anyone to go and take a look. And again, Amber, thank you very much for sharing that photo, as well as for sharing your heart with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
For those of you that are listening and interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. You can also reach us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We do hope that you continue to listen to Adoption Focus Podcast on Tuesdays for new adoption-related topics. Thank you for your ongoing support of our program, and we hope to be in touch with you again soon. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus Podcast. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.